Well, hello, and welcome back to our video study through the book of Romans. Our last video in chapter 1, we saw how the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. We looked as Paul explained the necessity, the need for preaching the gospel because of God's condemnation coming upon lost men who have rejected his glory for the glory of something else. But we see the power of the gospel to bring salvation, to rescue us from that downward spiral. And we saw that it is based upon faith and not on something that we ourselves will do. As we move on to chapter 2, Paul begins to, again, anticipate some objections that his readers or his hearers of this message might have. At the end of Romans chapter 1, Paul ended off with a list of all sorts of evil, depraved, sinful activities that people engage in because of the power of sin in their lives. And so the objection that would logically come up among some people, some of the people who would be hearing this, both Jews and non-Jews, Paul anticipates that some people might be saying, well, I have never done any of those things. I look down upon people who do such terrible, evil, wicked things. I do not do that. Well, Paul looks in chapter 2, verse 1, and says, therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, who's judging the others. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same thing. So even though we may look at other people and look down our noses at them, and we may judge other people, we may criticize other people, and we're thinking that, well, they are more depraved than I am, we're all still depraved, right? We are all still depraved. None of us is going to be able to escape the judgment of God, regardless of whether you feel that you are more or less depraved than any others. Paul says here in Romans chapter 2, verse 6, that God will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress. For every human being who does evil, the Jew first, and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first, and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. So he says, look, at the end of the day, those who can work righteousness will receive righteousness. Those who work evil will receive evil. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Greek. Doesn't matter who you think you are. You have sin in your life. You stand condemned before God. And coming up soon, Paul is going to establish the fact that none of us have lived a life without sin. But really, our memory verse in this chapter centers around this concept. We see in Romans chapter 2, 12, for all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. Anyone who has sinned is under judgment, Paul says. So there is a need for the gospel for everyone. You all need it. Don't sit back and try and say, well, I'm not in that category of people who need the gospel. It is necessary for everyone who has sinned. And to kind of speak to his Gentile readers here, he's saying, look, just because you're going to try and say, well, God can't condemn me because I did not know his righteous law, I did not know his rules, he goes on to say in verse 13, it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. In essence, what Paul is trying to say here is, even those Gentiles who never had the law given to them by God, as the Jewish people did, Moses had the Ten Commandments and the law that God gave him and explained it to the Jewish people. Even when you look at the civil codes and the legal codes of pagan nations and pagan peoples and pagan cultures, there are certain actions, there are certain behaviors that are almost universally condemned all around the world at all times, all people groups, all cultures. They will look at things like murder and rape and theft and dishonesty as things that are to be avoided, while they will look at things like truth and honesty and protecting life as things that are good, even without being told to do so. So there is something internal that God put in every human being, this sense of oughtness, what you ought to do. So those of you that want to sit back and say, well, I can judge these wicked people over here because I haven't done any of those things, even by, without looking at the Bible, you know you're looking at people and judging them based upon some standard of truth that is inside of you. And you know yourself that you have not met up to that standard of truth. You do not match up to that standard of righteous living, of good living. You know you haven't been perfect, even without the law. And even the Jewish people who did have the law. Paul goes on to say, even the Jewish people who did have the law did not obey it. So all stand condemned. As Paul said once again in Romans 2:12, all who have sinned without the law will perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. Because just by having the law, or just by hearing the law, that's not what's going to make you righteous. That's not what's going to allow you to be in a right standing before God. But it is going to be those who actually do the law, which, again, spoiler alert, is none of us. None of us have perfectly kept the law, and so we all stand rightly condemned and rightly judged before God, the Creator, who expects us to live righteously, and yet we have rejected Him, we've turned to our own way, we've followed our own sins. And so Paul, again, is trying to help us to understand God's judgment is just. We are the ones who are wrong. Before we want to try and point the finger back at God and say, oh, you can't judge me, but I can judge others? No. We are the ones who are unjust. We are the ones who are unrighteous. We are the ones who are in need of God's salvation. So praise the Lord once again that Paul said the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. We all are in need of this gospel, and yet it's so great that God has made it available for everyone. I pray once again that something said in this video touched your heart, that God can use it to help you to grow closer to Him. I pray that we all learn to apply these truths, and I pray that as we seek to honor Him with our lives, we would understand the power of the gospel and transmit it to those around us. Preach this gospel that has the power to save. Thank you, and God bless.